difficult. Other properties, we probably have 40 cases pending throughout the county. We're a little behind right now because our compliance planner's been out for 3 months.
I don't know. You said that you're trying to get everybody to comply, but there's some people that haven't received any notices. I don't know their names exactly, but I have heard around the area. So that's why it feels like it's just targeted towards trucking businesses, because not everybody is getting the notices that you're seeing.
So when we did kind of a neighborhood by neighborhood approach. Otherwise, it's primarily complaint. We get a complaint, and then our code enforcement planner will go out, verify if there's a violation, and then send a notice, the friendly notice, just like you all got in May. And that we offered, we thought what we would do is, at that time, we offered vouchers to clean up properties, and we only got a couple of folks who wanted to do that. We can haul junk slips for people who have junk violations. We could probably employ several people to just drive around the county and find violations, but we don't. We have one person who, again, has been on leave. So we always provide notice and give somebody the opportunity to comply. And then if they don't, then we can say, you know, you have X number of days, and then we'll issue a citation. And there are some problems, and not just in this part of the county, in other parts of the county.
So is there any way that in the next meeting there can be a way that we can see a list of the complaints, an official complaint list?
Complaints about specific property, I don't even know if we keep a record of them. And it does not have to be complaint-driven, which is part of the reason last spring we looked at neighborhoods, because we would have a complaint filed about one piece of property, and in the same neighborhood, no complaint was filed, but they were also in violation. So it was our attempt to try to be fair about it.
Tamara, real quick, I know one of the complaints that came in, one of the people who complained, there were several complaints within one neighborhood from one person.
And we don't... Yeah, we don't usually share whoever is complaining about it. And the bottom line is it doesn't matter. If you are in violation, you're in violation regardless of whether or not somebody filed the complaint.
Yeah, and that's something that that's why I mentioned. I would like to see what Morrow County is going to do with all the neighbors around that area, not just the trucking businesses that are not in complaint.
If there are other, again, we only have so much time and staff to drive around and look at the violation. Oh, she wants to speak. So I appreciate your comment, and we're doing our best to be fair and equitable.
Okay. We didn't get your name.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
My name is Tanya. I'm on Ridgecrest Drive.
Hello, everyone. My name is Santa Maria Rodriguez.
Santa Maria.
I have two comments, but one suggestion. I suggest is for the next meeting to have interpretations, because I do notice some of people we are... Hispanohablantes, you know, okay. Speaking Spanish. Okay. So I suggest that. I have been asked for several times, especially for every meeting, important meeting. My comment, this is my suggestion. My comment is about the Selene Andrade Bernal, Bernal property. So my question about this is, what is the benefits to be part of the,
the planning, the zoning? She's asking what benefits are we getting and to doing all the work into getting planning and mapping and zoning if we're going to be limited to that. Because what we're struggling with is also what part of what the rest of the people in the room are also struggling with.
Yes, because suppose every small or big company, you know, they have a special time for more work or less work. For example, in winter time, you know? So summertime or
Season harvest
is a crazy time, you know, for everyone. So we need to think in those people, right? So time, honestly, I have been working on the field for several years too. And four and eight to four, for me, sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly. So we need to review, I don't know them, but that's my question. And the other one is about the, I live in West Glen. We have several issues right there. one of the issues is the roads. So I respect everyone who have a small business, but we need to have regulation between us, you know? Sometimes if someone hit on my property and they don't have a responsibility to fix that, it's not fair, you know? Mm-hmm. So I respect everyone and I support everyone, because maybe one day I decide to buy one truck, right? But I think we need to have a regulation right there between us as a community members.
For the trucking, more regulations for trucking?
So she wanted to speak upon an incident that happened to her, which was she lives on the same Westland property. She had a truck hit her fence, and they weren't responsible anything for it. They didn't help her fix it. They didn't add nothing at all. And that's just her as a resident wanted to bring it awareness that if there are going to be trucks there, which she's in support of, is that there be regulations with the people that are in that just have residential areas, no business or nothing like her.
Did you call law enforcement when somebody hit your fence?
No.
Because that person, property crime, would go to law enforcement, not the planning department.
Yes, but that's why it's provide opportunity for everyone, you know. Mm-hmm. So we understand a small business. We don't need to do a big mess, you know. So it's between us regulation. That's my suggestions, you know. Okay. And we need to, for example, one of my questions too, and my concern is about the roads. Who authority is on charge to fix the roads? Because big trucks is not only the problem. Small cars too. I drive to every day, and it's not fun to drive. Yep. You know, yep. It's not fun. So we are contributors. What is, I put my part, what is the part of the authorities? Several years, we don't have answers.
Mm-hmm. Good questions. Yeah. The questions about the road, I can't really speak to, because it's not a county road. And hopefully at the meeting in February, we can have somebody from Public Works or a county administrator talk about roads. If you want those roads fixed, where it's not a county road, usually if a road is brought up to a standard, then the county might accept them to do maintenance on them, but that's really expensive. So I don't want to tell you that it's not my department, but it's not my department. But I'm hoping that in February we have somebody who can answer that question for you.
Yes. Yeah, because we are waiting for 4 years, you know, mm-hmm. 4 years. So we need to have the right to speak and just bring these kind of issues, because we want to solve. And I know everyone, we need to put, I need to put my part as a community member, mm-hmm. but I need to listen or to hear about the authorities too, because okay. I never hear, just I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my comment.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tamara, I don't know if it's appropriate for me to interject, but being in Boardman's urban growth boundary, could they go to the city of Boardman and request an annexation of that property? And then it could become a city of Boardman issue, and then they might could get resolution there through the city.
They sure could ask, yeah. And I understand a few people from the city of Boardman will be at the meeting in February.
We're trying to follow the state of Oregon zoning plan. Is that correct? Is that how Morrow County got its plan?
Well, our plan had to be approved or acknowledged by the state, yes.
So, okay. Is there, you know what? I was in the hay business for a while, and I know there's a lot of people in the Willamette Valley in the hay business. Do they all have to have barns to park their hay and equipment? Or can they have like 2 or 3 acres and park all their hay and equipment on it? Is that legal? What's that number of acres that you have to park that equipment? And then all these farm trucks, aren't they? I can't see the difference between them and farm equipment. I just don't see why we have to run these people out of business. That's not going to benefit our community at all.
Well, if you have a hay truck or farm equipment and you're in a farm zone, you're in a farm zone. These people are in a residential zone. And our current code doesn't allow a commercial trucking business in a residential zone. And the Planning Commission, we talked about it a couple years ago, informally. Do you want to change our code to allow the trucking businesses? And I didn't hear Planning Commission give us direction to change our code.
So, but we could do that.
You could do that, yeah.
Well, gee, that's a pretty good idea.
There you go.
So what would be our steps to do that, Tim? Do we need an attorney to start off with?
No, your planners can do that for you. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to allow trucking in suburban residential zones, we could put forth an amendment to allow that.
So we need to put forth an amendment to allow commercial trucking in our rural residential zone.
Well, we have multiple rural residential zones.
Okay.
So any impacted properties would be sent notice. So all of the rural residential and suburban residential properties that would be impacted would receive notice. And then they would have the opportunity to comment. And we would just go off of the criteria for, an amendment to the development code, just like we would with any other amendment. Mm-hmm. And anyone in the county would have the opportunity to comment. Mm-hmm. And then the Planning Commission could make a decision or a recommendation to the, it would go to the board, right?
It would be.
Mm-hmm. So you would make a recommendation, the Board of Commissioners mm-hmm. would approve or deny it.
Yeah.
Okay. Based on the criteria.
Gosh, thank you.
So how can we move forward on
it? Cameron, this is Elizabeth. I have a question. How long has it been going on that their trucks have been parked there? I mean, is it such a long time? To me that's questionable when they've been left without being, if it's been multiple years, I totally understand what they're going through. You're taking away a life, we're taking away a livelihood by code enforcement. But I know you only have one code enforcement, but when you wait 10, 15 years, it's almost like that practice precedes policy type of situation.
I don't know. I mean, in the last 3 or so years, and prior to that, I know the code enforcement people have sent letters about trucking businesses, illegal RVs, etc. It's just that we saw such a problem that we sent a notice to everybody in those 3 different neighborhoods. And there's a process to do what's called a verification of a non-conforming use, which means that if somebody's been operating or using property for a period of time and they can prove that it was legal at one point in time, it's never been legal. When those original Dewey West and Ed Glenn developed that subdivision, it was never intended for commercial use. It was always intended for residential use. So that wouldn't work in this instance.
Okay, I was just wondering, because when you let something go for too long, it just seems to me that you've now set a precedence and it's hard to fight that.
It sure is.
Hopefully we need to look at that for these guys. It's their livelihood, and allowing a truck as a primary transportation makes no sense to me. That's your primary livelihood, not your primary transportation. And yes, you're most likely going to have a trailer.
Okay.
Us personally, we've lived at 70190 Summit Lane for 25 years. I was 3, so 25 years, and my dad has had trucks, I want to say, for 16 to 18 years. And I have asked him numerous times just to be sure, because I didn't want to come and speak at a Planning Commission meeting without knowing that. Have you ever had notice? Has anyone ever told you anything? Has this ever been an issue in general that you've heard about? And his answer to me was no.
I have never heard of anything. If I would have heard that I couldn't have trucks here, I would have started trying to look for commercial or industrial or whatever land we needed before 08, before Amazon's and other bigger businesses came in and purchased pretty much everything that is zoned commercial, industrial, or in some issues, exclusive farm use. So that is just something that I would also like to add on there.
Hi, my name is Luis Ruiz, I'm a business owner. I'm with Ridgecrest Subdivision. And I wanted to make a couple comments. Mainly, I want you to know, all of you guys to know that we as trucking business, we bring a lot of revenue to the state of Oregon as taxes, fuel taxes, road taxes, plates. So you guys are affecting us in every way. And I've been there for a few years, but there's people that have been there for more than 20 years. And I don't think it's fair that right now you guys are trying to take them out. We're not criminals. We're hard-working people. And I'm going to you because you seem more understandable about that. And hopefully you guys can understand a little bit more about our life and our work. We're not doing anything bad. There's no records at all that there has been accidents or deadly accidents up there or near Borman about trucks. Trucking industry, it's good. And I don't know why you guys bringing problems to us when we don't bring problems to you guys.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Vera Mendoza, Sanchez Mendoza. We live on 702-35 Summit Lane, and we have kind of the same concern because we used to live on, it's in the middle of Boardman, but close to the freeway, and my dad bought, pretty much got the property because he wanted like a little extra money so we could like have extra money to live with, and the thing is that I never knew that. Well, since like 2006, we've been there, and we never knew. We never had complaints. We never had issues with it, and we never got a letter. Hey, you can't have that or stuff like that. So we kind of try to spend a little bit more money, and now we're having the issue.
Y la propiedad, yo especialmente hace 20 años pedí irrigación. Hasta ahorita no recibí ninguna respuesta.
Yeah, the property is it has like 2 acres, and he loves animals. What's it?
20.
Like 20 years, he asked for irrigation. We live beside the canal, and we can't have no right to know nothing. So,
y mi papá tiene hace 20 años dejó dos troques. Como, denme una idea, si quieren que compremos otra propiedad.
Like 20 years ago, my dad bought 2 trucks, and
si quieren que compremos una idea,
you have an idea.
Este año,
this year,
uno de los troques es nada más troque papero para el.
It's just a seasonal truck for potato harvest.
Entonces este año nada más hizo 90 viajes.
This year he just did 90 loads.
Entonces de allí vamos a quitar aseguranza. From bueno, there we're taking off los 90 viajes son $6,000.
The 90 loads are like $6,000.
De allí vamos a quitar chofer.
From there we're going to take off the
vamos a quitar pay, aseguranza. The vamos a pay, quitar al quebraduras.
The whatever repairs it needs.
Quedaron $1,500, $2,000. ¿Cómo voy a comprar una propiedad para tener ese truck?
And from there on, if there's like $1,000 left over for us to have a little extra, from that, how are you going to buy another property, or we can't find a property, or pay like $1,000 of rent on another place, so we could have extra money.
Y la razón por los que los tenemos es porque tenemos nuestro propio trabajo, pero en las tardes tenemos tiempo para hacer algo más. Si no vamos a estar nada más sentados en la casa, o en la cantina o en la calle.
And the reason we have them is because we have a little extra time to work on them, to not be on the streets or stuff like that, to have extra money, to have a better life, like everybody wants to.
Mantenernos un poquito ocupados, es lo que queremos. Entonces, si, yeah. si yo no miro ganancias, ¿cómo voy a invertir en otra propiedad?
And
si no miro ganancias.
If we don't see benefits, how are we going to invest on something else? It'll be easier to say, hey, let's sell the property and go live like on a crowded neighborhood. It's like, it's a, how can I put it? For us, the little extra money we get, it's like freedom for a little kid. We bought the property to try to get extra money, so we wouldn't bother like the neighbors and stuff like that. And it's like saying, hey, let's take the kid and just leave it inside the house. We can't have it outside.
Y luego, si no tuviéramos la propiedad, no tendríamos cosas, porque es imposible vivir en la ciudad y tener cosas.
And basically what he's trying to say, we bought the property to stay away from neighbors and to have like stuff, so we wouldn't bother no one. And since back then, we never know nothing about that.
Por eso es que hacemos lo posible, o hicimos lo posible por tener algo, si no, ¿cuál sería la razón de... Pues tener troques si no podemos tenerlos en cerca de nosotros para poder trabajar en ellos, porque ellos necesitan mantención después de la cosecha. Porque tenemos la propiedad, tenemos el troque.
Because we have the property, we have the truck to make like extra money.
Y nosotros nos podemos darle mantenimiento.
And we could try to take care of it.
Y por eso es la razón. Que
and
tenemos el troque.
That's why we have
si no,
truck.
Si no tuviéramos propiedad, no tendríamos troque.
And if we didn't have the property, we wouldn't have the trucks or the extra like, space to work on them or stuff like that to try to have extra money.
Entonces, eso es nada más una idea, pues. Porque nosotros, en cierto modo, el negocio todo el tiempo corre bajo un broker. Entonces, de ahí empieza a perderse el dinero. Negocio.
The business.
Corre bajo un broker.
It runs under a broker.
Y de allí se empieza a perder dinero, lo cual
we lose money.
El dueño,
the owner,
queda más abajo en ganancias.
Makes less profit.
Y luego, como dijo el vecino,
like the neighbor said,
hay multas.
There's fees.
Que se tiene que hacer todo.
Yeah, we have to pay and all that.
Entonces, nada más es una... Como una, ¿cómo se dice? Como nada más para que miren pues un poquito de la situación.
It's just like an example. Mm-hmm. Basically, we started with a business and stuff like that because a little extra money. That's why we got the property. How I said, I never heard of like a letter or something that said we can't have trucks there that I recall. Unless my dad saw that, he never said nothing. But that's why we try to like having a little extra money, a little extra business for a little extra money to have a better life and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not for crime or nothing. We're not bothering nothing. It's just like a little extra hobby. Mm-hmm.
Disculpen la interrupción y espero que nos hayan entendido.
Uh-huh. Sorry to bother you and hopefully you understand.
Oh, no. It's good. Thank you for
sharing.
Gracias.
Thank you.
I want to add something else. About the main complaint that started all this meeting or compliance or fines, it was about the roads, that the trucks are causing the bad roads. But have you guys seen the roads right now with the weather, how they are? It's not the truck's fault. It's the weather, the cars, no maintenance at all. We have never seen maintenance up there. Never. Randy Baker is the one that sometimes with his tractor fixes the road, and some of us pitch him for fuel or for his time. But we never seen anyone work on the roads. And you guys blaming the trucks, or the main complaint was the trucks, but the trucks are not messing up the roads. There's a lot. Tractors go by there, they're heavy as well. So we're not the ones causing the bad roads, and no one's taking care of that. And that was the main reason that complaints started and about the trucks, but it's not the trucks. You guys have to look for more into that. Okay. Right now that it's snow, there's a lot of holes, and it's, you know, it's not because of the trucks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I know there's people that have been living there for more than I have. I've only been there for about 3 to 4 years. And when we first invested in that property, I feel like we probably brought the value up more. Mm-hmm. And the only reason we did that and we even thought about purchasing that property was because of the space it had for our trucks. If it, even the real estate agent that we had at the time commented, oh, this would be a great place for your trucks. And if he had never said that, we wouldn't have thought about it. So that's something that they're also saying to home buyers. I'm pretty sure it's just business, but that's something that they're telling people, you can park your trucks here. We would have used that money to invest it into another, an actual commercial or light industrial property. So I know, I don't know, we're coming off as defensive. We're just really passionate about this since it's our livelihood. We don't mean to come off a certain way. It's just that's how we live. We're not harming anybody. We're not criminals. And I understand there's codes, but hopefully there's something that you guys can do to work with us. So that's all I wanted to say.
I have a question. Stephen, how many lots in West Glen? About 60 parcels?
Yeah, approximately. I don't have a number. I can get you a number here in a minute.
So
approximately 60. You want me to, I've got, give me a second here. Let me pull up that one map 60. That shows.
60? Yeah.
Michaela's remembering. Maybe not.
60. Okay.
I probably shouldn't pull that map up because it might.
I don't need an exact number. I just want to just confirmation.
Yeah, approximately 60.
So, I know this is public comment, not really a work session. So if the chair allows, do you, of those 60 landowners, what percentage would support allowing trucks? Do you think all of them would? Because what I had said before, for about a third of you have trucks. So 60 lots, maybe 15 have trucks and 45 don't. Do you think if we were to change the code, do you think those other 45 people would say, yeah, it's okay to allow trucking businesses?
I think the majority of them. Because I'm thinking. You have stated, or the person on the audio had stated that there was multiple complaints, but it was from one person. And
for one property.
But one person or so on. And I think everyone here isn't, you know, we're willing to also, you know, work and see what part we have to put in. We're not trying to throw, you know, just, we're all trying to take accountability for our actions as well. And we're all trying to take accountability for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And, but I believe that there is probably more than half the people there would probably be a support.
I also want to say, I don't think that everybody is aware of the meetings that go on. I wasn't aware of this meeting until, I think, a few days ago. So I don't know if there's any way that you might be able to communicate with all the community members, so that I think there's way more people that might be able to. Yeah.
So we are having a meeting at the Port of Morrow on February 27th. Mm-hmm. And we'll send that notice out to people who can come and talk about it. It would be helpful to have people from the neighborhood who don't own trucks to tell us that they don't, that they would be open and willing to have trucks. Because maybe we could propose an overlay zone that says only in the West Glen neighborhood could you have trucks. But if you had a lot of people who oppose it, it's probably not going to be approved. And I can't, that's just one idea. So we said, and we really appreciate that everybody is looking, you're all very kind, and it's a difficult position to be in because it's your livelihood. You work very hard. So we're looking for solutions, but we have to balance it, right? So if for every person we say yes, there are people who say, I don't want to live next to a truck. I don't want to live next to a trucking business. So we're looking for that right balance. And we know today that if you go to an industrial zone, you can have trucks. So that might be an option to consider, like an overlay zone that would allow everybody in the West Glen neighborhood to have trucks.
To be clear, and in order to do something like that, it's not just a vote of do more people want it than not. There, we do have to show compliance with the criteria that there are adequate public facilities and services, you know, and that there it's in compliance with our adopted plans and codes. So, and there's a lot there, and we can go into it and maybe do some more research prior to the February meeting. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not just a matter of do we want that or don't. It's a much broader conversation with a lot of very nuanced things.
And kind of legal standard. It's not just a popularity contest. So you heard Andrade's, you know, we wrote pages of reports. How did that rezone comply with the transportation plan, with public facilities, and some other things? So something like an overlay zone, we'd have to be able to prove that as well. And Michaela just reminded me that in addition to the letters that we sent in May, before we had a public meeting here in June, we notified everybody of that. And the people we hear from are people who received a letter that said you have to comply or you'll get a citation. And so we know we have your attention now. So we could send another whole notice out to everybody in the West Glen neighborhood or word of mouth. I mean, it's easy enough to have. It's an informational meeting. It's less formal than the Planning Commission meeting.
Hey, Tamara, just a note for the folks in the room. That changing the zone just in West Glen, there's hundreds of tax lots that are zoned suburban residential. So it's not just the West Glen neighborhood that change would affect.
An overlay zone. Yeah, I agree, Stephen. So the options would be to allow it in any suburban residential zone, or maybe an overlay zone that applies only to this particular subdivision.
Cameron, can I say something?
You bet. Oh, well, Chair.
Of course, Ryan.
Well, this is Commissioner Thompson. So I've been listening to this, and I feel for these people. They're working hard, and it's hard. I think they've all gotten together and voiced as a group. And I think that voice would be heard with they should be going to CREZ meetings and trying to get some of these massive funds that are getting doled out. And maybe they could get a common lot near there where they could do these things to their trucks. Maybe the Port of Morro could reach out and help these people have a place that they could park trucks, work on trucks that wouldn't get them, you know, into these kinds of troubles, that wouldn't cause them undue, you know, financial hardship. You have one or two trucks, it's hard to go build a shop and do these things, but maybe some of these entities that we have out there that are garnering this windfall of revenue could help, you know, make places for these people to park their vehicles and work on them. I know at least there's one county commissioner listening, and that's very nice. I think that's great. I think you could find some help with the county, with the port, with the CREZ districts. All those, you know, most of those funds are being distributed in your area, and you should keep a common voice and make it bigger and see if you can get some help from the people that are doling out the money. The Planning Commission is a little bit hand-tied, and they have to follow state law, and that's what we have to do. And it's not that anybody doesn't want you to be able to do it. It's just we are very limited to what we can do. And I feel your frustration. I try to do things, have ideas, and in the state of Oregon, it's very restrictive. So that's my soapbox. I'm going to get off it, but I applaud you guys for coming in as a unified voice. I think that's the way to get things done, and I think you take it to some of these agencies with some money that maybe you'll make some hay. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Any additional comments? With that, I think that we are done.
I just included the monthly updates we give to the board. I know they're in your packet. If you have questions, happy to answer.
All right. With that, I will adjourn.
Stacy, I'm sorry.
I didn't ask a very question.
This is Liz. just to go back, I can't unmute fast enough. I agree with Brian said, but so you're saying like 15 people, but can we look at addressing this at our next meeting to see what we can do to help them with the zone, possible zone change?
I don't know if we can at the next meeting, but...
Or it closely, before any actions against them.
But...
We can come up with, we'll share, we've been working hard at looking at all kinds of solutions, including some that Brian mentioned, because there are other, even the industries where they deliver product, those food processors want your business. It's really vital to them. So we'll look for some solutions.
Okay, I'm going to, any other questions, comments?
For the notice that you're going to be sending out, would it be sent out to all suburban residential zoning or just within the West Glen area?
I don't know. Stephen, how easy would it be to make a list of all property zones suburban residential and provide notice? Our target initially was for West Glen. So, because that's, you're all from West Glen, right?
No, from River. No. This gentleman's not, right?
No, Riverview. It's a...
That way over
here. It's,
one of them's not. It's still part of...
It's still part of West
Somebody
Glen.
You talked wasn't from.
It's not hard to answer your question. It's not hard to come up with a list. It's hard to print out all those notices and fold them and send them out. So if anybody wants to help volunteer.
we can do
that. But to generate the list, it's not hard for me. I can do that fairly easy.
Okay. We'll do our best. So the meeting on the 27th is just a discussion, right? It's not a formal meeting. It's not a formal hearing. But we'll look at ideas that could help you come into compliance. That's all we're doing. But tell your friends it's open just like this is.
Well, I'm just bringing it to light because I think it will be for the benefit of the board to actually know if you're trying to implement a zoning or code amendment, is it going to be just for that specific area or really for all the rural areas? Because if you're targeting one area, are you moving on to the next one or what's the plan?
Those are a couple different options that were presented, and our hearts go out to every one of you that's been consistent and coming and testifying and giving us your stories, and that's very valuable to us, and your business is valuable to us, and we don't want, you know, we want to work with you to find a solution. But unfortunately, whoever said you've done a disservice by turning a blind eye to this for 20 years, that's so true, and that so resonates with all of us that absolutely, that was an absolute disservice to every resident that was impacted by that and that was told this is okay, when now we're stuck with the hard part of looking each of you in the eyes and saying we need to find a different solution. And you know, as we work through this process and look for remediation, if we go the route of doing an overlay zone, it's not just going to be an outright you're good to do what you want. We're going to have to go through and address all of these concerns, maybe come up with a road maintenance agreement, you know, potentially have, just like we spoke with the Andrades and other residents about, putting conditions that mitigate road impacts, that mitigate impacts to adjacent residences. Those are all things we can discuss and things we will discuss at the February meeting. But we also need to have the conversation that is for property owners that continue to violate these codes. We do need to continue to pursue remediation. And, you know,
for all the property owners, mm-hmm. not just West Glen.
Right. And like Tamara said, we're not a huge staff. We're people, we're residents just like you. And, you know, we are going to do our best step by step, neighborhood by neighborhood, to find solutions that work for everyone, that work for you and your neighbors. So I hope that answers your question to the best of our ability. And we really do look forward to continuing these conversations on the February 27th meeting. And in advance of that, you're absolutely welcome to submit additional comments or testimony or to share your story via email or to drop off a letter or however you prefer to do that. And we will absolutely take any and all solutions and testimony into consideration as we work towards a solution.
Thanks for coming.
Was there a way to on that, Commissioner Kilkenny, that 27th hearing to get the word out? Because obviously we've got the attention of people that are interested in having trucking business in that area. Is there a way to get the word out to people that live there so we can get a feel for how that West Glen residents feel that don't have trucks and don't have trucks? So
we'll send a letter to everybody in the West Glen neighborhood so they know what the discussion is.
And it's not a hearing.
It's not a hearing. It's just an informational meeting discussion. Yeah. So.
One more suggestion, Tamara. I'm so sorry. So I suggest because we belong to Boardman, right? So I suggest to have a meeting right there in Boardman. So
it is
on the 27th. It will be at the Port of Morrow.
Oh, Port Morrow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's this planning commission
meeting. For the February 27th meeting, I have all the information up here. If you would like an email invitation as well, please leave your email. This just kind of gives us a head count of who's going to be there, how many people, so we know how to prepare. The date, time, the address is all on here, so please come and get this information and spread the word out.
Gracias.
Oh, de nada. Gracias.
Okay. Sorry, last one.
Okay.
He waited for the last minute.
We adjourned, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
We can reopen the hearing. Or make a motion to reopen it.
We can, do I need to know what time to reopen for the comment?
8:20 to reopen the hearing. Okay. At the meeting.
You have to take a vote.
They didn't
listen
to me up there.
Sorry.
Name?
Juvencio Sanchez. Go ahead. Sorry, I have just a note to
you. We live in Boardman, 245 Northeast Marshall Loop. Okay. So we live in the city limits. We bought this property a couple of years ago on Quincy Lane. And for us to be looking for another property, we bought it specifically to for our business. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be hard for us to buy another property, commercial property. So there's any properties around, and it'll be hard. So in the future, we bought that property to build our home and. For my business, but since everything, all this is happening, it's gonna be tough on our side. So hopefully we'll come with something that'll work for everybody around.
Good. Okay, good. And they've come in and met with us, and we're talking about possibly rezoning part of it or all of it, so.
Okay, that was my comment.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Anna. Thank you.
And now I am going to
adjourn. Okay. Thank you very much.
It's available on the website as well, the planning website. So if you want a copy to look over, it's always there.
It's not a
all
planning commission meeting, it's just well. The information.
Yeah, the questions are with
yes.
The so we have a meeting to all fines.
I know, I agree. If we all are meeting to look for solutions and you're part of the discussion, we don't want to send a citation.
Okay.
Right. But if we don't send you a letter and say we'll send you a citation, then you ignore us.
No, for sure.
So as long as you're showing up, you sign in, and you're part of the solution, we don't want to send a citation.
Perfect.
And I want you to rest well at night. So and don't worry. It's a challenge, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So
Of course.
We'll have a good discussion on the 27th.
Okay, perfect.
And this is just for receiving.
Rest well. Okay.
More information for us for who's here, and then as well, if you want your information on the visitors that were done today. So
we do, February.
Both the reasons that we're talking about before the public comment. 28th.